Rabbi Katz Sicha, Tainus Esther, Lessons for Life.
There's a special difficulty talking about Tainus Esther. I mean, the Tainus itself is hard to incorporate into the spirit of Purim. Everyone's ready for Purim, thinking about Purim. And we have a Tainus. A Tainus is supposed to be a zman of tshuva, thinking. And so I want to try to explain how it fits into the story of Purim. And also, you know, what it could do for us, specifically within the framework of Purim, and maybe it can make our Purim more meaningful as well. First, just to understand where Tainus Esther comes from, that itself is also not clear. The Rishonim speak about it. When was this Tainus that we're making? Those that say that it's really gone, the Tainus, that it's commemorating the Tainus that Esther requested that we fast for her, which happened really on Pesach, and they just put it together with Purim. But Rishonim say that that's not true. The Rishonim that say that there was actually a Tainus on this day, it's a Medrash, actually in Parshat Bereishis, Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash says, Nikalu v'gozru Tainus b'shleish ha'asabadah. They gathered together and they were gozru a Tainus on shleish ha'asabadah. There was such a Tainus, and before they went to war with the Goyim, the Pasuk at the end of the Megillah also mentions the very Tzemos, that that's one of the things we're trying to remember. And again, the question just begs to be asked, like, what's it doing? How's it part of the story? We know what Purim is about. Purim was celebrating the victory, and it's Gvaldiga Simcha Dika Day. So where exactly does the Tainus come in? That's what I wanted to try to understand a little bit. So the first thing is we have to understand maybe a little bit more about what Purim is about. And then we could see where the Tainus fits in exactly. There's a famous Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, before he starts with the Yarech HaZakah in Sefer Mada, so he brings down the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Bekitzer, all the mitzvahs, and at the end he writes about the seven mitzvahs derabbanan. And over there he says like this about Purim. He says that Vitzivonu Likros HaMegillah by Nasa, that the reason why we were commanded to read the Megillah, Kedei Lahaskir Shvachah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's Masker the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uchuez She'asa Lanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, V'yakarv L'shaveinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to us, that we hoped and we reached out to Him and we davened to Him. And then he says again, to teach us that it's true what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us in the Torah. There's a pasuk that says that which nation has this mitzius, this matzav, that they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them when they call out to Him. Only Klal Yisrael has that. And so that's why the Rambam says that they wrote the Megillah and they instituted this mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Kriyas HaMegillah, to remind us of this truth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to answer our tefillos. And so what he's doing is, he's really giving us another angle on what Purim is about. Of course, Purim is the nest of Da'at Tzala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. We spoke about it before, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and He cares about us. But he's adding another angle, and that's this angle of that it came through the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that this Tainus, which preceded the Nes, it was the day before, the Tainus was on Yud Gimel, the Hatzalah was Yud Dalet, Tesvav, that's when they finished the battles, right? So it was really preceded by this, by the Tainus, which is a form of tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah v'tshuva, and That's, I think, where it plays a role. Okay, good. So we know where it fits in into the story of Purim. Stam, it's an interesting thing, if you'll ask. I mean, I was thinking about it. It's Ikar Chosam and HaSefer, you know? The story doesn't speak about it. I was looking in Al Nisim, we don't say. In Al Nisim, we Kamat don't even speak about the Muhammad. But that's the truth of Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, the whole thing is Ikar Chosam and HaSefer. You read the story, it doesn't tell you anything about the fact that the Yin did a Chet, which Chazal tell us, it doesn't tell you about the Tzemes. It's just telling you the Chitzenis, the story, and it's our responsibility to look and to understand. And this is also something that's very important. Like I say about a lot of things, you know, we could go through life and someone will ask us, what's the story of Purim? Yeah, the Goyim wanted to wipe us out and our Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. That's certainly true, but it's not really explaining why, what happened, how we got saved. And that's something that Chazal do for us. Chazal put into the story. This Rambam, he's coming from Chazal. The Gemara says in Megillah, Kesha Pasul, when they used to start dashing about Megillah, says to where did they start from? And it says over there that Amaram used to start from this Pasul. That's what they dashed when they dashed on Purim. So obviously they held that this was an important part. Okay, very good. So we understand a little. But now the question is, so what does it do for us? Now that we're standing here in Tav Shanayin Ches and Purim, so the fact that Klal Yisrael once saved, that was once saved by Kodesh Baruch Hu because they damned him. Very nice. So now we're going to have a Purim, or we're going to celebrate the Nes. So what are we supposed to be thinking about on Tainus Esther, and how does it relate to our Purim? So this is what I wanted to speak about more, and hopefully it'll help us to have a meaningful Tainus, and I think even a more meaningful Purim. And I think that it's a lesson for life as well. Okay. So here's where we have to start, maybe, you know, changing the picture a little bit. You know, we come to the story of Purim and everything, we're happy, HaKadosh Baruch saved us and this, and it's a very positive picture, it's a very positive feeling. But the truth is that we know that the story started, where would we start the story? Where's the truth? The truth is that the story starts with the fact that Haman and Ahasuerus wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael, but Haman really represents, he represents really what the Yetzirah is doing all the time. What did Haman want? Haman wanted to be machshalem. It says that when Ahasuerus made the Suda, so they were really planning then to be machshal the Yidden in Averis. It's something that starts with, you know, the normal everyday things that we think about. What were the Yidden going through then? What was the matzav of Klal Yisrael then? The matzav of Klal Yisrael was a matzav. They had been in Golos. They're living in a foreign country. And of course, they want to be part of what's going on. They want to be acknowledged, accepted by the government, by the king. And so there's a tremendous Yetzer that's pulling on them that they have to fight against. So it starts with Amaisa Yetzer. It starts with Haman, Ahasuerus, but it's really, you know, it's not a pretty picture. And unfortunately, Mordechai came and he screamed and he said, "Don't go." And Yin didn't listen. And that's where the story starts. The story starts with Haman and Ahasuerus wanting to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Oh, good, this is not a chiddush, this we're all familiar with. And then, you know, the Yidden daven, like we said, and they got saved. So I have a question to ask. Push the question, it's not a question, it's just making an observation. That is our life so much different? You know, we look at ourselves, that Baruch Hashem, we're in a good matzav. No, we're in yeshiva, we're free, we don't have kings who are trying to wipe us out, we don't have people making zeiros on us, but is our life so different? We don't have problems that we have to deal with daily. We don't have, you know, I was thinking about even to use the lashon of a gzeira. Someone will say, what do you mean? In that time there was a gzeira of Klia. Right, Haman went and he convinced Ahasuerus to wipe out the Yidden, and he made a gzeira on them. Lahashmid laharagolavitz. How can you compare anything today to that? And I was thinking to myself that, you know, even to use the lashon of gzeira, maybe it's a strong lashon, but there's no gzeira on every Yid today that every Yid is going to have to one day leave in some way, shape, or form, some amount. He's going to have to leave the walls of yeshiva and he's going to have to go out there in the world and deal with what's going on in the world, which I don't have to tell you what's going on in the world, you know, better than me. If you don't know Ashrecha, so you could ask around, you know, of Ben Azmanim to your friends, right? But there's a world out there. It's Nageyat Ben Azmanim as well. you go back and you're forced to be out in a world that's not kind to the Frumi Yid. And just like Haman and Ahasuerus was setting up a matzav of to put them in a matzav that they would be chayte and therefore they would be weak and they would be able to win over them, that's what the Yetzirah is trying to do always. It's not a chiddush. It's not something that's miuchad to the story of Purim. That's my point. Right? Chazal tell us, Yitzhar Shal Adam is Miskabral of B'chol Yom V'Vakash La'am Misai. The Yetzirah is trying to kill a person every day. The Yetzirah is trying every day from every angle with new Yetzirah. It's not something which was only in that time. Yeah, once upon a time there was a Haman Ahasuerus, but now we live in a free country, we're able to do what we want. That free country and that ability to do whatever we want sometimes works against us. And just like then, they had this pull and this attraction, they wanted to be part of the world, so too. That's something that we're all subject to now, only in a limited amount. Now, Baruch Hashem, everyone's in yeshiva. So, Ben Azmanim, we have it. But then, as a person grows older, most people find themselves outside the yeshiva, out in the world, and it's not a pashta matzav. It's if I would start talking about details, I wouldn't finish. So I'm not going to start. But it's pashta. I hear from people. I just now spent a week in Chutzlar talking to the Bachram, and I hear from them. They're all saying the same thing. It's so hard. It's so hard. And that's a gzera. It's not the same gzera that Haman managed to make on us, but it's something that. That's the reality of life. It's something that we deal with. And that's what they were dealing with at that time. And true, it came in a stronger form and there was a gzeir of Haman, but the Eitzah is the same Eitzah. It says over there, the end of Chazal say that every day the Eitzah is trying to be miskaber on a person like Misa. And what does it say? What's the Eitzah? It says, Lule HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. As he cannot survive without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal say. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we can't win over the Yetzirah, right? There's an Or Chaim, it's a Pachaduk Or Chaim. The Or Chaim says that, he says in certain things, even after that we can never win. He says in Yetzirah Darayas, he says something that humanly it's impossible to win over. He says the only way to win over is by making Gedarim. He says that's why we make Gedarim. He says once we're everyone together, he says we're lost because it's so much a tev of a person. I think it's an Achrim Mois. Gemay Seretz Mitzrayim. On that pasuk, Gemay Seretz Mitzrayim. That's what he says it. It's a pachadika or a chaim, but you see, we see how true it is. That's the only Eitzel, Lule HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. I always had this question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make like that? What's the point? If you want us to win, right, so set up a fair battle, right? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that we should make good choices and be boicha b'tayv. So set up a fair battle, Bechira, that I have in Nisayan, and I could win if I choose to win. And why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in such a way that I can't win? Only if I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu this up. What's the pshat? The pshat is because that's the Tzura of Yid's life. The Tzura of Yid's life is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving him to win by himself. Because that's not the way we win. That's not the way we do things. We do things only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. And it's something that we have to knock into our heads. And I think that this is part of what the Tainus is coming to teach us. That we're going to Purim and it was Gevaldik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Why? How did it happen? It happened because the Yidden were Geizer Tainus and because they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they looked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help them. That's the only way it works. It doesn't work without that. And I think it's something that we have to realize that, you know, going into the story of Purim, it's something that this is the format of Yid's life. There's sakonas, and there's things that we have to be scared of, and then we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now again, just repeating it over, but I want to emphasize two things. First, I say that the matzav is not a good matzav. If you don't believe that, then you're never going to take the Eitzah. This Eitzah of davening is not something, it's not like antibiotics. You know, you take antibiotics, it goes away. It doesn't make a difference if you believe in antibiotics, you don't believe in them. If you believe you're sick or you don't believe you're sick. It works. It kills germs, whatever, bacteria. If you don't really believe in the promise, then you're not going to take the Eitzah. And this is something that we have to think about. And I heard once a story of Marshall. It's like sort of a joke as a marshal, but it's unfortunately it's a sad Marshall that one time there was a Yid that, you know, in Europe, the Yidden used to work for the Goyim. They used to rent properties from them, inns, hotels, and they used to go, and they used to have to pay their dues to the Goyim, the parts it was called, and they would mishubit to them in a certain amount because the Goyim were the ones that granted them the rights to work. So one time there was a parts who called in the Yid who used to work for him, and calls him in, and he's sitting by a big table, you know, with a lot of food on it, and sitting right smack in the middle of the table was this stuffed pig, and there was wine on the table, and he says to the Yid, he says, Jew, he says, I want you to drink some of this wine. He says, Ivan, he says, you know, we've had a relationship for many years, I can't eat your food, I can't drink your wine, you know that we get along, we respect each other, you do what you do. He says, I've heard it all before. He says, this time, he says, I'm not letting go. He says, you're going to drink some wine. He calls in two of his big helpers, and he says to the Yid, he says, either drink it, or I'm going to kill you. So he's thinking to himself, it's not Yai Nesach Mamish, it's Tam Yenom, it's Yargval Yavar, whatever. Without getting into halachas, he makes a cheshbon, and he's, you know, that he's allowed to drink. So he takes a cup of wine, and he's convinced that it's taka pikuach nefashos, and he drinks it. And, you know, the guy starts laughing or whatever, and this, he had his fun, and he sends out the Yid. So as the Yid is walking out the door, he thinks to himself, you know, he says, if he was going to force me to eat, he says, I at least he could have made me eat a piece of pig. He says, what do I get from the wine? Wine wasn't even so good. He says, if he was forcing me to eat, halvai, he would have given me to eat pig, you know. Obviously, that's a silly, stupid thought. What's the point? The point is that sometimes a person, even though he's in a matzav where he's being forced to do certain things that he's not comfortable with, but in back of his mind, he's not so uncomfortable with them. You know, it's not so terrible. He's thinking to himself, you know, it's nice that once in a while I'm forced to do this, that, or the other thing. I know, you know, maybe somewhere in the back of my mind during Musa that I think about it that, you know, it's not a good matzah. And the Yetzirah is putting on us all these things that we have to go out in the world. But in the end of the day, it's ganz geschmack, right? That's not going to get us anywhere. We have to break out of that thought. And unfortunately, it's a teva ben adam that you get into a matzav and you get comfortable with it. And this is something, I mean, I feel it needs to be spoken about because this is hatzalas nefashos. Because if a person is comfortable with the matzav, then he will not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him out. That's the first step. The first step is to realize that there's a problem out there. There's a sakana. There's a yetzar that's trying to wipe us out. No less than Haman. Machtia is kashim in a hargai, right? So he's trying to do worse than Haman. He's trying to make us fall in every angle, every part of our life. And this is what we have to think about. And again, what's the Eitzah? Once we acknowledge the problem, so then the Eitzah is Divrei Tzemes V'Zakosam, that they screamed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be screaming, we have to be crying. That's what I think we have to take. That's what we have to be thinking about on Taimus Esther. That Klal Yisrael, when they saw that they were going to get wiped out, so what did they do? Like it says in Kriyas Yamsif, you know, Tafas Umnus Avaisam. What does a Yid do when he's in a tzara? What does a Yid do? Every Yid does the same thing. He screams and he cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I can't say it enough that this is really where every Yid has to be holding, because we're taka holding in this matzav. And a matzav where the Yitzhar is there, mevakesh la misay, and it's lule HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizrei. If a person thinks that he's going to get by a different way, Chazal told us already, it's not going to happen. This is the only way it's going to happen. It only happens if this is the tzura of the life of Yid. So this that we're talking about over here, being on Tainus Esther before Purim, is not just something that we have to think about on Tainus Esther before Purim. We have to think about it on Tainus Esther before Purim, and when we're davening on Tainus Esther, and we're thinking, Ahir Tshuva, what I have to work on, what I have to check myself, I have to be thinking to myself that this is what I have to be doing with my life. Because the same way that Klal Yisrael needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them on Purim, I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me always. Because I'm also going to be in that matzav. I'm going back to a Ben HaZman and later on in life. And this, in the Zman also, unfortunately, we have our Nisyanis. And, You know, we don't have to go too far for the Yetzer to manage to creep in. Sometimes even in yeshiva he manages to creep in. But it's the same Tzuras HaChaim. The Tzuras HaChaim has to be that I understand that there's a problem. I understand that this is, it's an avoda. It's an avoda because we don't think like that. We like to think everything's good and we're comfortable. And that's the problem. That's where the problem starts. The problem starts when we're not, we don't even feel that there's something to doubt for. Then of course we're not going to ask. So that's the first step. The first step is that we have to really be sensitive to the issues. And like I say, Ben Azmanim, go back, ask people. Ask your friends. You have to ask the right ones. The ones that are themselves complacent and happy, they're not going to tell you anything about how the problem is. You have to talk to the ones who are fighting. You have to hear from them what kind of fight is going on out there. It's not a pretty picture. And once you can get that into your head, you have to think to yourself, there's only one way for me to get out of this. Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. That's the only way. And this is what I think we have to be thinking about tomorrow. On Tainis Esther, we say tomorrow on the Slichus of Tainis Esther. So we say, it's a fit, the line already became famous. It says, Chazei karmecho neres v'nidash. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your karm, look at your vineyard, that's neres v'nidash. It's been destroyed, it's been stepped on. It's something that really should bring us to tears. Baruch Hashem, here in Yeshiva, we have a good matzav. But that's not the world. That's not the world. The world is karma choneres v'nidash. That you're not being stepped on. The Yetzirah is pounding away mercilessly without any rachmanos. People are falling in and in the regular everyday things. And that's what we have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kaim bevahachim, that you have to give us kim. How? Begging that he should bring the gula shleima. But until then, we need to be asking him to help us also. And Mirzhem, I think, that if we can manage to get a little disentangled feel on Tainus Esther, then when we take a Purim and we're celebrating that solo and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care and Siyata Dishman, we see what he did and he made Nisim and he killed Aseres B'nei Haman, which is all a function of his Av of Klal Yisrael, and this, all these things that we speak about, then we can really appreciate it because we know how to access it. We know how to get there. That's what we learn tomorrow. Tomorrow on Tainus Esther, we learn how to get to that Hatzolah Purim. And it's Hatzolah that we need through our whole lives, not just tomorrow, not just on Purim. And Amir Tzishem, hopefully, we'll be able to think about it, and tomorrow we should have such a Tainus where we connect with this thought, and it's something that should sink into our hearts, and it should protect you your whole lives. It's something that you should have this Purim, and you should feel taka, the simcha Hatzolah Purim, but you should be determined that I want to enjoy and take advantage of this Hatzolah my whole life because I need it. And that's my bracha. It's even a bracha. You should be zeicha to have that feeling, to feel that you need it, and you should ask good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of you this year and always through your whole lives.